من ألف ومد بيس. Just learned there were two gemaras which were not ba'etzim negeya the sugya, which we skipped over. So just let's learn these gemaras with Rashi and Tosfos. In the middle of the Yomid, Hanoisei v'hanoisein be'emone ein lo'i olo v'ino. There were two cases that there was no v'ino. Ein lo'chaber menash ein lo'cho olay v'ino. That was one Gemara, but so this is the first third of the Amid by the small base, the star. Hanoisei Nunalav Amid base, Hanoisei Mesevei, Hanoisei Vanoisei Bamon. It's right, nine lines from the top. Hanoisei Vanoisei Bamon, Ein Loi Olav Eino. So there's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Hanoisei Vanoisei Bamon. Mechayer b'meshe tuchal. That means a person has schayre. He comes over to someone else and he tells him that you should sell it. We'll see. He should sell it in a chanus. B'meshe tuchal. B'meshe tuchal means how much money you can get for it. You should get. B'tenli hamois lizman ploini. And you'll pay me, he gives him a zman, tenli amois lizman pleini. Now that is a toive for the person who's selling it, that means he has time to use the mois, he's giving him, he can sell it, and for what you can, whatever money you can make from this mechire, and tenli amois lizman pleini, but what's the amone? V'hineni soymech olecha, I trust you. That means, I'm not telling you how much you should sell it for. I'm just telling you, I trust you for whatever you sell it. I trust you, that was the best price you can get. V'noisein loy schar tilchay kindlekamon, and he gives him schar tilcha also, because well, it'll be a shayla of ribbis. That means he's selling schayre for him, he's giving him a service of selling schayre, and he's going to pay back the money. He doesn't pay back in a few months when he makes up all the money, but in the meantime, he can use the money himself. So there's betzem ahalva. So like this, if he'd be doing it for free, so that's ribbis. So he never noisen loy schar tilchay kidlakama. Now, ein loy olov eino. There's no din I know over here. So what is the case? There's no din I know. Loima, Yaisa Hayashova. Later he comes. He was selling it. He told them Bamesha Tuchal. He sold it for a very cheap price. So he'll tell him, so you were ma'anami. That means I gave it to you to sell. And you sold it for a very cheap price. Ain't like all of Aino, so there's no taina of Aino. Loima Yesa Yeshava, you could have sold it for much more. That's one case. Mimochar ze bedomim rabim. What is if he sold it for a lot of money? He was a very good salesman and he sold it for a lot of money. Ain't ze yachaloima le etain eladoma. So he can't say, listen, you told me I should sell it. I sold it, I went overboard, so the rest of the money should belong to me. No. So in both cases, that means the one who sold it, if he sold it for a cheaper price, the Baal HaChefetz can't find it that you are my enemy. If he sold it for a very expensive price, he can't say that, I can't say I want to keep the money and I'm giving you the value of that what I sold. He has to give the complete money. Let us see Tosfos. Anoisei v'noisein b'emon. Perish Rashi, shemaminoi shimkerenu k'moi sheyuchal. He trusts him that you'll sell it to the best of your capabilities. Ein loy olav eino, v'revach v'hefsed l'mishalcha. And if there was a tremendous revach, or there was a hefsed, the mishalech gets it. V'kosher dein shayich loshen oino al zeh. So where's the oino? Oino is if there's a mekech a memker on it, one overcharges, one underpays. So that's oino. But here, there's no mekech a memker over here. This person who is selling the schayre is a salesman of his, a shliach of his. So the whole concept of oino is not shayich. V'oid ishliach loikibol olav achayis. If the shliach was not mekabel any achayis, he gave him the schayr and he told him to sell it. It's pshite sharevach v'hepsed l'mishaleach. So that's poshet. I mean, I'm selling your schayr, so it's poshet that you should get the reward. What is the chiddush? V'kibol ashliach olav achayis v'hepsed, if it was mekabel achayis on it, in Ken Yeshle Olavino. So that means if you're Makabal Achayis, so you sold it for a cheap price. So that's Nichlan the Kabbalah Sachayis. You sold it, you could have gotten more money for it. I gave you something which had a greater market value when you sold it for a cheap price. If others want to say that the Emerson, it's like speaking about he wasn't Makabal Achayis, that's true. But he told them, you should sell b'meshetuchal. And l'maise, he sold it very cheap. So perhaps it'd be a svara to say that the mekach should be bottle. That means, let him taina l'skunish darticha v'loy labososi. That means, I made you a shliach. I thought you're going to do a and the ontlach job, you're going to sell it properly. You sold it very cheap. So I was nisane in the mekach. I was nisane in the mekach that you made. So perhaps this would be a svore that you could be mevatel the mekach. But since it was be'amone, he told them, bineni soimech ilecho. He told them what to do, but he also told them, I'm relying on you. So when you say I rely on you, you have to, so that means you have to, whatever he did, you have to be mekabel. That's good, is the chiddush. Al kaponim, Taisvus does not like this pshat. V'nire denoisei v'noisein b'emona, gor anai pshat, haynu shemaminoi b'kam ekone, V'noisen loy kach v'yoisemad v'ashtishayir shape ein olav eino. So Tosfos is a very interesting pshat. That pshat is as follows. Reuven comes to Shimon and he says, I bought something for $10. I bought something for $10 and I want to sell it to you for $11. I want to get a profit. And Yenna says, I believe what you said, I'll give you $11. Now, later we find out that the whole thing is worth $5. So, but since he didn't, that's not called he now them up. If he would have told him that this is worth $10, he told him, I don't know how much it's worth. I bought it for $10. I want to get a profit now. So Adaita the Hoche, it was sold. It was sold that you trust me how much I paid for it. I'm telling you how much I paid for it, and you're giving me some profit for it. So even though in Yisod, there was Aino over here, the Lekeach now was Zichen Nisane, by paying $11 for it, and it's only worth $5 on the market, but there's Ain by Aino, because since he didn't tell him how much it's worth, he's telling him how much he paid for it. So Mela, there's no Eino. Now let us jump down to the Seif of the Gemara, by the Hay of the Ein Mishpot, the star, Tana Rabbono. This is, Hanoisei v'hanoisei be'emone, areze lo yechoshei, as hara be'mone, v'sayofe b'shove, elo oize v'ze be'mone, oize v'ze b'shove, ונויסן לוי שכר כוסי, שכר גמו, שכר פונדק, שכר עצמי עיני נויטו, שכבר נוסן לוי שכורים ושולם. שכורים ושולם, איך הכיוב לי, אומר הפופה, בצטערויי דיובי ארבע למאה. Now here we are machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, how we understand this Gemara. Zot Rashi. Hanoisei venoisein be'amone, to the precious. So again, we have here a case that a person has schoire, according to Rashi. A person has schoire, and he's giving it to someone else to sell. He's telling him you should do your best to get the best price you can get for it. And he trusts him. Reni soimech olecho. Hareze lo yachshiv loy esara be'emone v'esayope v'shon. Liyais loy hamtonis mois hayope v'schar tirche. That he won't pay him for the tirche, and he's doing it because he's not moaning the Dmei HaYofe now. Kigon. Narashi says, okay. Kigon hoyu loy shnei yenois. A person had two qualities of wine. Yofe sheyesh loy olav koifzim lelokroi bebasacha. He had a very good wine, that if he'll sell this wine, he'll go out and he'll sell the wine. It's a good wine. He's selling it for $40 a case. And he just puts up a sign, and yesh olav koifzim. We'll get to $40 right away. Then he has bad wine, which is worth $35. Sheine nimka ela bachanus. That means you can't get $40 for this unless you sell it slowly. If you sell it slowly, bechanus, that means if you sell it all at once, you won't get $40, you get $35. If you sell it slowly in the chanus, you'll get your $40 by selling it slowly. You see, selling it retail, and then you'll get your $40. But to sell it slowly in a chanus, there's a tirchen bal. Lo yoyim aloy. So this person who's giving this chenveni, the wine, lo yoyim aloy, he shouldn't tell him, harei lecha yofe bishov yoy. I'm giving you this wine. It's worth $40. And you sell it for $40. You shouldn't have any problems in that. Al menash shetimkeli hara bechanus. I'm giving you this $40, and I'm making a condition that you should sell the bad wine bechanus kamoshin tuchal. That means, and if you sell the bad wine in the chanus, you also make $40. But this will take 6 months for you to sell it in the chanus. So here you're working for me, you're giving me services of 6 months to sell the bad wine. You're gonna give me $80. Upoita atmoi bahamtonas moi shodmei hayofe, miloseis schal tilchei alara. And he says, that means, listen, you're working for me 6 months without payment, so I'll tell you, I'm lending you $40, you can pay me back in 6 months. So he's telling him, Bishar Hamtonas Mois, which is Ribbis, Bishar Hamtonas Mois, you should sell in the Chanus, Bahabike Ribbis. So he should not, but if he anoisi benoisi b'mon areza liyichoshev esara b'mon v'esayofa b'shov. You shouldn't do such a thing, and you should sell the yofa b'shav yusoi, and because of the scham tonus mois, you'll sell the ra b'mon, you'll sell the b'chanus. Elo, you have two alternatives. Elo oize v'ze b'mon. Oh, you can tell him you sell everything b'mone. So that means sell everything b'chanus. So then the shita says, so then you're going to make $45 from the good wine and $40 from the bad wine. V'yitein loy k'derech ha'noisin b'emone. And then, so he's working for you. If you want him to sell your wine, so b'chanus, so this, that's what Rashi said before you pay schar tich, and Agmar's going to say what the rates were. V'yitein loy k'derech ha'noisin b'emone sh'schar kosev o'yelem k'demeforosh l'kamon abo l'mei. Oy zeb zeb shove. Or if he wants, he doesn't have to give him schar tirche. He says, "You owe me the good wine is $40, the bad wine is $35. You give me $75. If you want to sell it in the chanus, the profit is yours. That means you owe me $75. So then, be'etzem, he's not doing a service for him." He gave him something that is now a market value of $75, and all the profit is yours. Vaschaye shel mekabel. Fine. So that's what you do. If you sell it be'emone, you trust him that he's doing a good job, you have to give him schar tich. Now besides schar tich, it says right on the baraisa benoisen loy schar kosev schar gamol schar pundi. Now what does that mean? Benoisen loy schar kosev schar gamol. Im nosem be'emono she yavoyu lecheshben. So he's telling me I gave you be'emono. So that means I gave you so whatever you that means you're going to sell it. You're going to sell it b'chanus, and you're going to give me back $85, 40 for the bad wine, 45 for the good wine. And he's paying him for the tirche, but he also has to pay him for this chenveni, he had to pay for delivery. That means he had to hire a katev, a person who delivers, or gomel, a gomel, im nosam be'monek sheboyu lecheshbein, so don't pay $85, yinakeloi tzchar katev, ameilichoi mipeise lechanus. That means this chenveni, that means it's besides the tircha that he's working for you, he had to pay the delivery to get it into the chanus. V'mutzach l'gemalim, noisen lo yischar gomo, or schar pundik, if he had to be in a pundik, in order to transport the yayin to the chanus. So all these things you deduct. The mizon ask him for $85, he had a whole bunch of yitzois besides the tirche that was necessary to sell it in the chanus. But now the etzem tirche that he was selling it in the chanus, he doesn't get paid for this. So what does Rashi say? Bitztaruye moiche bigdei canvas, that it means if a person sells on commission, he sells someone else's begodim. So there's rates. Shescha kotzav lem litain abo lemeya lemisha tereach bimchirosa. So there's a standard price. That means for every 100 you sell, you get 4 for free. So memele, so the schar tirche that he has to pay it if he's selling it by money for him. So then he has to give him the schar tirche. And besides the schar tirche, if he had other eitzois on the delivery of that what he's selling for him, he deducts that also. That's Rashi's pshat. Let us see Tosfos. Vayechoshev es hara be'emona. Perish Rashi, shenoysen lo yesara, he gives him bad wine, umamin loy, shimkerenu bechanus, that when he'll sell him the chanus, k'may sheyuchal, he'll make the best price, he'll get the best price for it. ולפיים ליופה בשווה, כמו ששווה עכשיו למוחי מיד, וממתן לו עם מויס היופה שימכר הרע, אני לא נפת פי right now ליופה, בשביל שתרח לו למכר הרע בחנוס, במת מת, וזהו ריבית. That's pshat, so you should not pay back the yofe bishoven, the rabbe munna, without paying him for the schartich. The kosher, for Tosfos, this halacha that you're telling me, I'm giving someone good wine and bad wine, I'm telling him to sell the good wine now, which is not a tirche, and the bad wine he has time that he can use the money till he finishes selling the bad wine. You're not allowed to do it if you don't pay for the tichlis is ribis. Because the peperik eizel neshech havelei lasuye v'loi hoche. This halacha has no shaykhes with perik azov. This halacha is a shaykhes with perik eizel neshech. It's just on the wrong perik. How does it come into here? V'su Kasha number two, the B'tesefte misnaya legabi yainot. The B'tesefte is brought down this halacha, l'chasha b'sara b'mun, is brought down in huchas yainot. V'oid, and a third kasha, she kvar noson lo yischori mashmi, she koidim kvar hoya lo yischori. According to Rashi, not before you, that means when you make the cheshbin, she give him the schar tirche, which is four for every 100, and then you chesh me the other things. Shekvar nosan lo yischor means at the beginning he got this one. V'nire keperish Rabbeinu Chanan, a different pshat in Ganson, and this again stems with Tosfos before, but it ties noisei v'noisei b'emot. Shekone yud dvorim v'yud dinrim. This person came and he bought 10 articles, let's say 10 barrels of wine for 10 dinrim. That's what was sold to him. Now, hey hayofin shove kol echod dinna v'chatzi. Now, 5 of them were very good, and he paid a dinner for it, but they really worth a dinner and a half. V'chamisha horoim, and 5 are not too good, einam shavim kalechot ki'im chatzi dinah. So, l'mais is azoi. He bought 10 articles for 10 dinahim. L'mais, he was not cheated. I mean, these 10 articles, lock, stock, and barrel, are worth 10 dinahim. Now, he comes over to a person. He says, you know, I want to make a sale with you. I'm not a businessman. I want you to pay me what I paid. He says, I trust you. If that's what you paid, I'll pay you, and I'll give you a little profit also. That's the case. Nice and nice and bimut. V'zeh omaloi, ani maminko kama nasata olei, v'etzen loch matyoyse l'habir. Oh, fine. So now, this person goes. So he goes, he takes the five raw articles, he paid a dinner for each one, and it's really worth a half a dinner. That's what my Jesus said. Le'yichosh le'hara dinner dinner kamei shekone. He didn't tell you like this. These 5, I'm going to tell you how much I paid. I'm telling you the truth. I paid a dinner for each one, and I'll sell it to you for a dinner and a half. You have to get some profit. I'm telling you that's how much I paid. V'hayofeh, when it comes to the yofeh, he's going to say, dinna v'chatzi k'moyshe shoveh. There, the yofeh is going to sell him, he's not going to sell it to him for how much he paid, he's going to sell it to him for how much it's worth. V'hayofeh dinna v'chatzi k'moyshe shoveh. So that he's not allowed to do. Sha'arei lo'y noson lo'y ala ro dinner, el b'shvil shagam ayofim noson lo'y b'dinner. He says, you can't make such a cheshbon. That what he paid a dinner for each one was with a cheshbon. He paid a dinner for all 10, even though five are only worth a chatzi dinner, is because the other five are worth a dinner and a half. Havi aino, that means if you're only going to sell five for how much you paid for them, and you're going to sell them those which are worth a chatzi dinner, that akimane. Elo oizeh vizeh be'emona, perish. Im yimkerem kulam yachat, if you want to sell all them, yechoshir kulam dinner dinner. Then you can talk, so I paid for each one a dinner, so sell all of them for dinner. Or else, if you want, you can sell separately. So, according to Taisus Pshat, this is Negeya to Uchis Aino. Begam Yechoshei Sechar Kosei, Sechar Atmei Einei Neutel, Shekvar Nosan Lo Yischore Perish Amoicha Rishin, Shekonam Tchilo Mimeno. Now, the Rishash seems to explain as follows. That means we're speaking about there were three people involved. There was a person who had these Asara Dvorim, who sold it to him. Now, he is selling it to someone else. This middle person is selling it to someone else. And he's telling him, you should trust me, I'm selling you how much I paid for it, and you should give me a little profit. That's gone fine. He can sell all 10, a dinner, dinner. That is no problem whatsoever. Also, he can tell him, he says, you know, I brought this schoire, besides paying him a dinner, dinner for each one, there was charges, that I had to pay for the transportation of these articles. So, Memela, this also goes into the chesed. It didn't cost me only 10 dinner, it cost me more. I paid the first moicher 10 dinner, but to bring it here cost me transportation. So, you have to add on, this is from the Hitzoyis. But then, there's another chesed, he'll tell him, he says, you know, that besides the cost, I was to bring it from the first moicher to you. So you should pay me for this tircha also. So scharat moi einei neutel shekvar nosen loi schorei perish a moicher rishim shekonom tchilo mimenu. That means, since he is selling for the first moicher these 10 articles, so the first moicher gives him a discount already. The first moicher gives him for his services, he gives him for every 100, he gives him for free. So don't mon from your lekeach that he should pay you for these services that he was paid from by the first moicher. Now we'll start the next Mishnah. Kame teya sela chaseire v'lo yehebo einor. Now we're back to Hilchos Einor. Now we're speaking about a different type of Einor. Bizman Chazal, the coins, the value of the coins was measured by the silver content of the coin. The more valuable the coin, the greater silver content it had. Now, we have to realize if the value of the coin dependent on the silver content of the coin. So we have to realize when the coins were used kiseda, a chelik of the silver content got rubbed out and got used up. So we can have a coin which, when it was minted originally, it had X amount of silver. And now, after a few years of usage, it has much less. So, what is the shir oinor? That means, how much does it have to be nechsar in order they should have a Teiris Eino. Kama Teya Sela Chaseira V'lo Yehei Bo Eino. We'll see in the Gemara this really means, we'll see the V'lo Yehei Bo really means that there is Eino. We'll see how we say Pshat in the Lashon of the Mishnah. But the Mishnah is really saying that how much should the Sela be missing in order that if a person receives such a Sela and there's so much silver content missing from the Sela, so how much should be missing that it falls into the category of Eino? That means there is an Eifin that only a little is missing and there's no Eino. There's an oifen that much more is missing than there is enough. Rameya oimel arba isrois. If you have a sela that is missing four issa ledina, an issa ledina. Now, there are four dindrim. There are four dindrim in a sela. There are four dindrim in a sela. There are 24 isrim in a dina. So let's first cheshbon with a dina. So if a dina is missing the amount of an issa, that means the silver content of an issa is missing from this dinner, or if we're speaking about a sela, which a sela is four dindrim, so that means there's missing four isrim from a sela, which we will see is 1/24 of the silver content of the sela. So that is called a no already. That is pshat in the Mishnah. Let us see Rashi. Kama teya sela chaseira. Madbeya hayeitze. We're speaking about a madbeya that is being used. Vitomid hu sheichek b'chosav. It's always being rubbed out. And it's nechsa. Kama teichosav. Kama teichosav. Vim hayitzia loite hayeino. That means, to what is the shear that is no Eino? And when does it start the shear of Eino? Dalet Isrim Lesela. So if a Sela is missing Dalet Isrim, which is 1/24 of a Sela, that is the shear Eino. Issa Ledina. So Rashi says, Vu Echad Michof Dalet Boy. There are 24 Isrim in Adina. Now Rashi says, what's the Cheshbon? The Vav Mo Kesef Dina. There are 6 Mo in a Dina. Mo Shnei Pundyoinim. A Mo is 2 Pundyoinim. So now we know there are 12 Pundyoinim in a Dina. Pundyoin Shnei Isrim. So now we know there are 24 Isrim in a Dina. So the Mishnah is saying, if we have a dinner that is missing 1/24, or we have a sela which is missing 4 isrim, which is also 1/24, that is the shir eino. Ubeborim eforish maishna de gabi shar schoire amrin in shtus. By all other mechiris, if I sell an article, so the shir eino is, it's a sixth off, a sixth too much, a sixth too little, that's the shir eino. V'kan yeshoimrim kach, v'yeshoimrim kach, here we're going to have a machlokes tanoim, different shiurim. One says the shir is a 24th, one says the shir is a 12th. We'll see, one says the shir is a 6th. So al kaponim, the Gemara is going to handle with this ha'ore, why is it that the shir by matbeis is less much less than the shir I know by Chafetz. Bekitza. So Ramei Roy Ma'arbe Isrois Isoledin. 1/24th. If a coin is missing 1/24th, so then the din is that there's a din I know. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Arba Pund Yoinais. Now, so that's 1/12th. 1/12th. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Arba Pund Yoinais. Pund Yoinais the dinner. That means one, if you sell, if the dinner is missing a 12th, there's in on the dinner. If the seller is missing 4 Pund Yoinais, so there's in on the seller. Rabbi Shimon Omer Shmoina Pund Yoinais. Shnei Pund Yoinim Ledina. Rav Shimon says the shear is 1/6. I mean, Ledina. Fine. Let us see what Rashi says. Arba Pund Yoinim. Echod Mishnei Mosa. 1/12. Shmoina Pund Yoinis. Shtus. Kisharino. Fine. So now we have here a machlokes tanoim. What the shir I know is. Ad mosai muta lahazir. Now, the Mishnah says, till when can a person return a coin? He got a rubbed out coin. Till when can he return the coin and request he was nisanet? Is bekrochim at kedei sheyara the shulchanim. So if he lives in a krach. So Mamela, there is a shulchani in the krach, which is a boki, which he showed the shulchani the coin, and he's able to measure right away the silver content of the coin. So Mamela, the time it takes to show to a shulchani, that till then you have a time to be chayzer, to be teveya, they know. Afterwards, it's a machil. Big for him. What if you are a bikforim? He's in a village. There's no shulchani over there. So when will he find out that he was given a coin that's oiskeribim? Ad arve Shabbos. It's till Erev Shabbos. What happens Erev Shabbos? Erev Shabbos, you go to a store, and then you have to see if the storekeeper is going to accept this coin. If the storekeeper accepts the coin, so then it's Gevaldik. If he doesn't accept the coin, so then he can go back to the one who gave him the coin. Now, a new din, it says, which we have to understand how this stems with what we said till now. Imhoya makira. What is if the person who gave him this coin recognizes that he gave him this coin, afilu lachash neimos achoydish, it's 12 months already. Mekabloimenu. So he gives it back to him and he gets back. So this doesn't stim too good with what we said till now. This is a different shira, but shiyara v'shulchani. Fine. Ve'ein loy olav ela tarumais, that Rashi says we have to wait the Gemara to understand what this means. V'noisno lemaiser sheini v'einei choishish. Sheinei elo nefesh ro. Now, l'chayre, the Mishnah is saying, we'll see the Gemara is going to explain this, but the Mishnah is saying a gevalda kechidish. If you have a coin that is missing some of the silver content, that there is a shir eino, so we'll see there's a mahalach in the Gemara, that is only in Mecca Hememka. But when it comes to Chilul Maiser Sheni, you want to be Mechalul Maiser Sheni and the Shavius of the seller, I can use this seller, even though theoretically it's not a full seller, it's rubbed out. But Noisul Maiser Sheni, Veine Choshes, She'ene Elo Nefesh Ro. That means even though people are Makbid, and they can demand, they want a different coin, and they won't accept this coin. Afalpikein, when it comes to Chilul Maiser Sheni, we can be Soimech Me'iker Adin, that this Chesoron Kesef in the coin does not, is not Megareya, the Chshivus of the coin. And let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi, Bekrochim sheyesham shulchani, ad kedei sheyara le shulchani. Bekvorim she'ein sham shulchani, ad arve shabosis. Shebolo itziya berev shabos lesudu shabos. He goes to the store and he wants to spend this. Oz yeidaim yuchal itziya v'yikablu menet. There he'll see if it is oivel asoich, if people accept such goods. V'imhoya hanoisein makiro. What if the one who gave him this coin recognizes this coin? It's after Yud Beis Chodesh. V'lach Yud Beis Chodesh mo'poch. Amrut adar v'shabosis. Now how did we jump to a shir of Yud Beis Chodesh? V'ein le'elo v'elo tarumis b'forosh bin morem. V'nois la b'chilu ma'isha sheni. And this seller can be used for ma'isha sheni. V'gmorem m'forosh. What does that mean? Im v'shavye. He could use it only for the value of the silver content it has now, in b'sela yofe, or you can use it for ma'isa sheni as a complete seller. B'sheni midizu shal poisli matbeya b'shvil chsorin ma'at elo nefesh lo. Theoretically, even though there is missing some of the silver content of this matbeya, al kapone me'ikiratin, it doesn't lose its chashivis. So memele, that's why you can use it afila for a seller yofe. Let us see Taisvis on Nun Aleph Amid Beis. Issa ledino. So the Gemara says, according to the first Tana Rameya, that if a dino is missing an Issa, that's called a shireno. But less than an Issa, it's not enough. V'im toima v'oma rove kol dovo shebemido v'shebeminyin v'shebemishko afilo pochais michdei oino choyza. For Tosfos, that the Gemara says later, the whole din oino was only said by values. That means overcharged them, undercharged them, less than a sixth. So there's no dinaino. But what is, if he bought a pound of potatoes, and he was, it's a little less than a pound, then he comes back to him. And Shuldik, I bought a pound of potatoes. There was the afilu, it's less than the shiraino, or he bought a dozen eggs and he ended up with 11 eggs, he comes back. Adavu shebemido, shebemishkol, shebeminyin, he comes back, I want this size, this weight, this amount. So b'meile, so, and then there's no shir of ashtus, pachas mishtus. When it comes to these things, there's no mechila, and he has to give him what they had agreed upon. B'shloime do hoche b'toiras matbeya nosnoi loy b'toiras mishkol. So Tosfos means to say like this. That means if I'm buying a pound of potatoes, so there I'm makpitake, I want a pound of potatoes. So there's no mechile. If you give me less what we made up, I wanted a pound, you give me less than a pound, there's no mechile. You have to give me a pound. Here, when a person gets a matbeya, it's not pshat, he wants X amount of silver. When he's ordering a matbeya, he's ordering a matbeya, when he's getting a matbeya, the ikir is he wants the shei matbeya shabay, the shavius of the matbeya. So if he wants the shavius of the matbeya, so then there's, so it's called, is it missing the shavius? It's not missing the shavius. Then we're back to shiurei yano. Shnei pundyoinim ledina. And this is the Shita of Rab Shimon that holds the Shir as a sixth. Since Rab Yehuda said Pundyen, come you shnei Pundyen. I think the Shaila is, why did the Rab Yehuda not say Yisrim into such a cheshbon? Vim Toima, Tikshe l'Rab, the Omar Shtus Mekar Shonino v'loy Shtus Moitz. Rav said, Shtus mekach v'lo shtus mois. V'hochel l'Rab Shimon, imochar sela shove chof mois. He sold him a sela that was worth chof mois, b'chof dalet. Havi oino. So there is oino. V'hainu shove hei bevot. That shove hei bevot. V'havi l'Rav, he sold a sela, and he overcharged him. It shove hei bevot, v'havi l'Rav, bitl mekach. And here the Mishnah says it say no. B'gmore muki maslis in delel ke Rab Shimon. In Rav said in Rab Shimon, v'chaz min shtus mekach. V'afilu l'shmul da'omar shtus moi shoninu. So then the Mishnah is very good. He's giving him 24 for 20. Obatikshi, the b'shtus mekach moide, we hear Taisvi said before, that the havinami eno, that means if there is a cheshbon between the mekach and the mois, so then the halacha is you go bosa the mekach. V'ahochi kama beis p'dyoynes l'dinner havino, I will beis p'dyoynes pochus, put a little less, that is no shtus mois, so it says in the Mishnah havi mechila, aval gav da havi shtus mekach, doesn't mean it's a shtus mekach, it means it's a bitl mekach, al kaponim, that's what the Masho says, but kaponim, Taisit said before, according to Shmuel, if there's a conflict, if it's not a shir I know, so then we go bosa the mekach. In our Mishnah it says, if there's less than a shtus, so then it's a mechile. It should be. Aloy. But not speaking that he sold him a sela for chav dalad mois. The ma'ish mochalei talus shava chav dalad mois pesela. He sold him a talus. V'nosan loy sela shechosa dalad mois. So da hainu shtus mekach. So this is shtus mekach. And forget shtus mekach, everyone holds you go bosa the mekach. Mi yule el. Pirashtu tam demad yom shtus mekach lefi sheino vatoi stoli becheifetz shitzar shume v'loi b'mois ocha mois v'ino ave b'sela. So Taisvis asks, in Lomdus we have to understand tak in the mekach it's a shtus mekach, but over here they know the toys were in the money, not in the mekach.